Hello out there, fans of the Power Play Point podcast. This is the Blue Liner on Point talking at you here. Jumping on board here, over the boards here for a quick short shift just to make some announcements. Of course, later on we'll have the playoff preview show this evening with special guest friend of the show, Chris Levesque, for his analysis. But wanted to get a few things out there. Because we won't really be able to fit them in the main episode, but I think they deserve some time, some recognition. It's been kind of a tough week as far as off the ice for a few things. First, the three notable tragedies that I want to spend some time on real quick here. First one, not really so much Caps related, but this came to my attention last night via the Puck podcast, my favorite all-time hockey podcast, general hockey podcast, that is. And that was the death of a young fan, young Ottawa Senators fan by the name of Jonathan Pitra. And this young man passed away very recently at the age of 17. He was battling a rare skin condition. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. But basically, if you're familiar with the case, it basically he had a rare condition that basically his body was not producing collagen, and it caused him great discomfort and pain throughout his young life. His all too short life, but he was a huge fan of the Senators, and he showed a great attitude towards adversity and life. And it's one of those lessons that those who are going through something like that can teach us. And Erik Karlsson sent out a very moving tweet when he learned of his passing, and I'm not sure. I'd have to check the schedule. I'm not sure if their season is done or not, but if they have a game left, tonight is more or less the last full day of the season. Okay, so it looks like they do have one game left, but it's on the road against Boston. So, but I would hope that some sort of tribute, I would think, would be done in his honor. A great, great young man. Passed away all too soon. And then much earlier in the week, there was, of course, the passing of Fred Candelaria, a longtime Caps fan, also known as Cowbell Fred. If you've ever been to a game, or if you've listened, of course, through NBC Sports Washington, or back in the day, CSN, or perhaps even back in the old HTS days, you probably heard old Fred ringing his cowbell. All too familiar sound. If you can recall that in your mind's ear, that was him. And by all accounts, never met the man, unfortunately, but by pardon me, all accounts, great guy, fun to be around. Another guy, unfortunately, left us way too soon. Hate to see another fellow Caps fan not live to see them lift the cup, but absolutely wonderful person by all accounts. And I know some of you out there probably hate my history lessons, but if you think about it, he is the latest in a long tradition of why referees now use whistles. Because back in the day, they actually used cowbells, but a lot of fans brought cowbells to the game because, well, not too many arenas, well, back in those days, not too many arenas existed, much less if they did, had proper heating. They were very, very drafty, so it took a lot less energy to ring a cowbell. You could keep your hands warmer by ringing a cowbell as opposed to clapping and cheering. So that's what they did, and that forced the rule, that forced the referees to switch to using whistles. Fred C. Waghorn, another Fred, was the inventor of that. So if you think about it, old Cowbell Fred is just carrying on a long tradition, and I hope he's looking down at us from the cap center in the sky and ringing his bell and urging this team on. And just want to say we miss you, Fred. I wish I could have met you in this lifetime because you sound like one hell of a guy. And lastly, there was, of course, as we just found out, I think this morning, the tragedy with the Saskatchewan junior team, the Humboldt Broncos. Latest information we have: they were on a bus traveling to a game. And the latest information I can come up with is that 14 have died, unfortunately. I mean, what do you say? What do you say to something like this? I mean, pretty much, hopefully not the whole team, but just awful. They were on their way to play game 5 of a semifinal playoff game in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League when their bus collided with another vehicle. 14 confirmed dead. And I don't know. I never ever know what to say when you hear about something like this. I mean, it's just all too real. There's these young men that you've been backing, that they have a hopeful life in front of them, and then it's taken away. And I don't know. This kind of hits home because I've seen and been involved in accidents where you try to drive in winter weather, and it's just, I don't know, it's not pleasant. So it's hitting home for me a little hard, not to mention the fact that some current and former Caps have a solid connection to, if not necessarily that team, then that league in general. I think I read somewhere, actually, ex-Cap Brendan Witt is actually from that town. But I don't want to get to blubbering about it. I just wanted to put it out there and just say that these three tragedies are not going to go unnoticed. I didn't want to brush them aside. I didn't want to give them kind of the shaft or ignore them. but I just wanted to give them their due. We're headed into the playoffs. It should be considered the most wonderful time of the year hockey-wise, but can't ignore when bad stuff like this that touches everybody in the hockey world happens. So, I just want to give them their due. So, wanted to put that out there for fans of the Power Play Point podcast. And thanks for staying loyal and true. And we'll get this episode that we're recording tonight up as soon as possible before the next one so that you can follow along with us. We'll hopefully have some pretty good content and cheer the Caps on into the playoffs. And whether we know it or not, believe it or not, life goes on. And so ride this thing into the playoffs and hopefully cheer for the Caps well into the spring months. So this is the Blue Liner on Point signing off. Thanks for giving me this time to relate some really awful events in the hockey world, and keep up the faith. Thanks, and let's go, Caps.